Welcome back, guys, to CHS Unscripted Episode 2. I'm your co-host, Chloe Beth Balsman.
And I'm your other co-host, Janias Lunsford. Today, we have a special guest star, Miss Maddie Johnson, here to ask us some thought-provoking questions. Off to you, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. Let's get started with our first question.
Yay.
If you met yourself, would you enjoy being around you?
For Janias, that's a no.
Dang. Actually, I'm going to say no. That's actually my answer. I don't think if I wasn't me, I would like myself.
Why in particular?
Because me and my mom are very alike. And sometimes
it's
just
like... You don't like your mom?
No. But it's like, well, dang, that's kind of how that sounds. Mother, if you listen to this, I apologize. But seriously, we're kind of alike. And so the attitudes are the same. And she's just a female version of me, so I couldn't imagine a man version of Janias, which is probably why people don't want me procreating, because that's like,
I don't think we can.
Janias Jr. probably wouldn't be the best thing on the planet. Oh,
wow. Okay. Chloe?
I'm probably going to have to say no. I'd probably find myself a little annoying. I'm going
to
be
honest. Welcome to my world.
Okay. Whatever.
All right. That's a good question, Maddie. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, second question. If your significant other was dying and the only way for you to save them is for them to never remember you, would you do it?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a
good question.
That's a tough one there. Well, for me, I don't have a significant other, so. I mean, save myself. Bossman?
I would say yes, I would do it.
Wow. Why?
Because even though I don't remember him, his family will still be there for him. I'd be heartbroken, but, you know.
Even hypothetically?
For his family.
Would you?
I think hypothetically, if I were with someone, and this is already starting off very fake, I would say no. Mostly in part just to go against what Bossman said. But really, no, because I don't think I could live with myself knowing that I'd never get to see that girl again. Or, like, not that I see her, but that I wouldn't be able to get to be with her in the same way that I was before. Because, like, did you watch The Dark Knight?
I did not.
You never watched The Dark Knight? Well, for those of you who watched it, like, at the end, Bruce Wayne saw Alfred, and they were in, like, another country. And the people were walking by, and they swore to each other they would never talk again, because when he stepped down from being Batman, they would never talk. And at the end, I mean, it almost makes you cry a little bit, is because he saw him at another table, but he couldn't speak to him because they weren't allowed to be around each other, because people would think that, like, he was Batman, which he was. Yeah. But, I mean, that's deep. But
why is it so good to say that? Just remind me of that, like... What is it called? The Spider-Man one? Was it No Way Home or something?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like at the end, like MJ forgets that he's Spider-Man.
And that's rough.
They aren't even friends anymore.
Yeah. Because the only way to erase that, like the public knows he's Spider-Man, is to erase everybody's. Yeah.
And I feel like even if you did do it, you still could meet. Could you still meet them again though?
Yeah, like, but maybe they just won't know. But past they never memories. Would have known that.
And see, that's
before that.
That's I just got chills. It's sad because, like, you've had all this relationship with this person. They don't remember in depth what's happened with y'all, and you can't like get that back. So I mean that's rough. Especially and nobody wants to try to relearn their partner like what happens. And then it looks like I think you probably wouldn't want to meet them if you could save their lives and they wouldn't remember you.
Yeah.
Because then it's like, I've already lived this life with you before. Now I have to live it twice and live some more.
Yeah, and I feel like you would.
So, I mean, that's sad. That is like 50 First Dates, though.
Oh,
it's because he had amnesia.
It is.
Oh,
yes.
That's
she,
so cute.
She had amnesia.
That's true.
Oh,
every
I love
day.
That movie.
Every
50
day.
50 First Dates. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
I can't even
50
talk.
First Dates is so good.
It
that's
is.
That's with Adam Sandler.
Yes,
Daniel.
It's one of the good rom coms
such
back in the day
movie.
Of 2000.
Sorry, I apologize.
Sorry, I'm over here dropping my phone and all.
But I feel like that is also slow. I mean, I guess it isn't different.
But my
but
perspective
the only thing
is like
he keeps meeting her and then she
but
forgets.
I think
day.
For me is just that like, I would have to live with it. But if he never remembered me, then it's not hurting him.
Yeah,
but
he could still just alive, go on, you know?
Like,
yeah.
But that also hurts me, too, because, like, ma'am, I just gave you a couple of years of my life, and now you've moved on to Billy Bob down the corner. And, like, what about me? I'm still in love with you. I saved your life.
And you don't even know it.
Yeah,
doesn't even know. Oh, gosh. That's, well...
All right.
Ladies,
that was
if you're
a very good
there,
question, but we've been talking for this for
a hot
minutes.
I mean, it's
a very good question.
Are we ready for a new question?
Yeah.
Then?
We are.
On to the number three.
Do you guys think money can really buy happiness?
Yes.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
There are so many things you could buy with money.
I am happy right now.
I will say, I don't think money is the key to happiness, but it can certainly increase your happiness.
Well, I think there are several problems that can be solved with money.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I feel like most problems can be solved with money.
Yes, 300 grand on a piece of paper that says you're qualified. Money, thank you. Now I'm happy, because guess what makes people sad? Student loan debt. I mean, it's a thing.
I mean, I would say money does not buy love, but happiness for sure.
Unless you're in California on Rodeo Drive, and then you can.
Oh my God!
Unless
you're in Las Vegas and see some flamingo girls.
That is true. Okay, next, number four.
Okay. All right, what is this? The fourth question?
Number four.
I think so.
Okay, fourth question. JoJo Siwa.
Oh my goodness!
Do you think this rebrand was, like, on purpose to be bad, or do you think it really just turned out bad?
That was shady.
So much to say about it.
Well, like, do you think the rebrand being honestly so bad is intentional for, like, attention?
I think it's clout chasing, honestly. I think she fell off after Dance Moms, right? That's what she was on.
Yeah.
And I think she fell off because...
No, I know what it is. She had this one scandal, I think it was back in January.
Shout out to Olivia Pope, love scandal.
It came out whenever she had that, like, X-Pop or something. It was some, like, dance, like...
She had a
it
show?
It was literally a TV show, yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, a bunch of young girls went and, like, had, like, a dance camp.
You know when they
and
played
they,
that show?
They came out in, like, January talking about how badly they were treated. And then, of course, like, 2 months later, JoJo Siwa comes out with this thing. And now nobody's talking about it.
Do you think
anymore.
It was just to cover it up?
I think it was to cover it up, personally.
Oh.
Yeah. I saw this on TikTok.
Whoa. Cover it. Wow. TikTok conspiracies,
yeah.
Guys. That
should
be another episode.
Well, didn't you see the original writer of the Karma song, like, the girl who released it in 2012?
Yeah.
She released it recently.
She released it, yeah.
And it topped JoJo Siwa.
Dude, I saw yesterday, I think hers was at, like, Brit's was at 8, and JoJo Siwa's was at, like, 87 or something.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. She, like, topped her.
Like her rebrand flopped so hard, she boosted someone else's career.
Literally. But, no, girl released one song back in 2012, and that was it.
Yeah.
JoJo?
And now... No, Britt.
The girl who originally wrote the song.
I don't know anything.
And then JoJo also claimed that she didn't know who Britt...
Yeah,
who she was.
Okay, can we talk about her not knowing people, though, because...
Yes, I saw the interview, too. She didn't know the guy from Kiss?
Yes, I'm like, come on. And you,
that's
she
who
said,
you're dressed as.
First off, she said she was going to rap faster than Busta Rhymes. I'm like, JoJo, pull it together, honey. Like, I know you think you're... And, I mean, I really don't know what it is. And I think it's like she's doing everything that you can that's going
to
get clickbait on the TikTok. And I think, like, if you say I'm rebranding, or if you say I'm going to do hip-hop and rap and...
Gay-pop?
Country, gay-pop. Yeah, I mean, her switch over into that community is different. Like, I just... It came out of nowhere. It's out of the woodworks. And then now everything she does is shaped around this ex-girlfriend she had.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is anything JoJo Siwa... JoJo,
no.
Excuse me.
JoJo Siwa.
Is anything any JoJo Siwa is saying true? Like, come on.
Did you see the music video? It was awful.
Sorry, excuse me.
I know. And you can probably... It's probably going to have to get cut out, but it's her rebrand. She said she was going to be the first person to make
gay pop. Yeah.
And
it's been a thing for
Lil Nas.
Ever.
Lil Nas X and, like, Girl in Red and, like, all of those.
Madonna.
Who's the guy that... Sam Smith.
Yes.
Sam Smith.
For real.
And, like, this is not a brand new thing.
No.
And she was like, this has never been done before.
Yeah. That was a good
episode.
Look at the
last. Oh, shit.
All right. We had a good time with that.
We're going to wrap it up.
New question.
Number five.
Yeah.
All right, number five. So, if you got kidnapped and you only had three reasons to tell your kidnapper why you should live, what are they?
I only eat at 11 o'clock to 10 o'clock. I don't like berries. I don't like...
These are your reasons?
Yes. What? Like, I'm going to be needy.
This has to be something to convince him
that
he doesn't want
you. Oh, why you want to, like, let me go?
Yes.
I talk too much.
Yes,
okay?
Is a fact.
Being with you for 10 minutes, they would let you go real quick.
And being with you for three makes me lose brain cells.
I feel like Chloe's number one is that she's going to talk her head off about her hobbies. Yes.
No, not the hobbies. The cats.
I'm not gonna tell them the reasons. I'm gonna show them the reasons.
Oh my gosh.
She's like, I know you're kidnapping me, but look at this picture I took this morning. Just, and this one. Yes. And this one.
I will bug. Like, I will just bug them. And then they'll want to let me go.
Yeah. They'll be like, I'm sick of this kid.
No, they would. Oh, well, guys, as you know, we do this at a school. So there's a bell. Let's just see if we can.
Unfortunately. Yeah, I would like, pretty much just cats. Or if they ask me anything about books, I will do it.
Oh my god, that reminds me.
Or just
that reminds me.
I get cold.
Were you guys? Did you guys see that story a long time ago? Well, this is getting cut out. But it was a story a long time ago about this kid that got kidnapped, and he kept screaming gospel music in the backseat.
Are you for
real? The kidnapper just let him back out. Like, he was so done.
Have you guys seen? Oh my goodness! And if you haven't, I'll have to show you after the show. Have you seen the TikToks where these guys are like, they're in public and they're like in front of a mall? And they ask some moms or women coming out of the store, would you like to donate a dollar to save a kid?
Oh my god, yes.
Yes.
I saw those.
It's
those
a dollar
so
a kid.
Funny.
And so...
He said, all right, pull up. And the dude comes with a van and lets out the amount of money they gave that many kids.
That's how many kids.
There was one I saw where the girl, like the lady who he asked, jumped in the van and just went with them.
It's
to
the
save
funniest
the
thing
kids.
Ever. And it's like they're using a U-Haul van at that. And so right on the side, you're charging a dollar a kid, but it's $19.95 to get the van. So, I mean, they're not breaking even, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, they got like 20 kids in that car, so maybe they are. They're getting their money.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. We're going to let Maddie pull up another question. But honestly, I think that's the funniest thing
ever. I love those videos so much.
They crack me up.
Okay, guys, we are on to question six.
Okay.
We rolling today.
What is your guilty pleasure?
Oh, I'm not saying that out loud, though.
Is it My Little Pony?
Wow.
No, okay. I like watching, like, kids' cartoons. I'm going to be for real. Yeah. Miraculous is the best one.
This was about guilty pleasure, not embarrassing
desires.
That's
what a guilty pleasure is.
That's my guilty pleasure.
Embarrassing.
It's a pleasure you're guilty of.
Or Barbie movies. Those, like, OG Barbie movies from the early 2000s.
I want everybody to know she's nodding and looking at me like I agree with this. I do
okay,
not.
Okay, guys, what is your guilty pleasure?
When you're
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Okay, that is so valid, though.
That is.
NeNe Leakes, Phaedra Parks, Kenya Moore. These women are the foundation of the 2000s. I mean, all the TikTok sounds. Honey, you don't get paid for thinking. Real Housewives of Atlanta. Ooh, child, the ghetto. That's a TikTok sound. Real Housewives of Atlanta. The bell again, guys. We gotta do something about this bell. Golly. What's another TikTok sound from the Real Housewives of Atlanta? Spring, summer. Nobody's ever heard that sound? Spring, summer. I don't know. When Sheree was trying to release her clothing line. Obviously, you can tell I do watch this show.
Yeah.
Like, religiously, me and my sisters love it. It's so good. And it's only good when they're funny. Also, the time that Portia Williams was in a church and they were in Atlanta and they were doing a African American history tour, and the preacher was telling them about the railroad, Underground Railroad at that, and Portia was like, so where did the actual railroad open? And because they didn't have, like, gas back then, how did they get it to move? Like, she legitimately thought it was a real train.
An actual railroad.
A train. So, I mean,
wow,
it's hysterical. And then you learn that, you know, just because you're grown doesn't make you wise. Because some people are just embarrassing. Like the one sitting to the right of me and her Little Pony obsession.
Okay, but it's like after I watch a scary movie.
Like, you need to come down off
If I watch a scary movie at, like, midnight, I cannot go to bed. I'm gonna have to turn on like something childish. Usually it's Barbie movies or Tangled. And then I fall asleep.
Tangled. My friends know. Like at night, if I want to go to sleep and I really can't sleep, I'm throwing on The Conjuring.
Are you for real?
I'm so.
You fall asleep to
Krishna, where are you at? Comment below when we post this on Apple Podcasts. Oh, this God. Is true. Sydney Willis, comment. This is true. Like over the summer, we would really. I was in Charlotte for most of my summer last year. And we would post up every night, like 12:15 in the morning, 12:30.
Oh, wow.
Start The Conjuring. Janice would be out like a light. Nothing makes me sleep. Forget melatonin. You throw on Conjuring, Vera Farmiga, like, oh, wow. I'm gone.
I'm
gone.
That's us, a skill.
That's good.
That's a skill.
Now, us makes me think, but, I mean, once you start getting past the, like, the carousel part, who cares at that point?
Alrighty, that's...
New question.
Very interesting.
Okay, number 7?
Yes, number 7.
If you could hook up anybody in the world, living or dead, up to a lie detector test, who would it be? And what would you ask?
Donald Trump.
Oh my God! You cannot choose that.
I know.
O.J. Simpson.
Oh my God!
Rest in peace wherever you are.
Oh my God, enough!
Okay, Helen Keller. That's who I would do.
She can't hear the question!
She can read Braille, though.
How's she gonna tell you?
This girl can speak, okay? If she flew a plane and wrote that many books.
Allegedly.
That's why I want to put the lie detector test. I want to see if she's for real.
Okay.
Because I don't believe her.
Janice?
Y'all thought I was joking about my questions. I'm so serious. I want to ask OJ and Donald Trump.
You can't say that.
Did you kill your wife?
Yeah, did he?
For real.
Did he?
Did you ever see those TikToks where, like, O.J. Simpson, oh my God. O.J. Simpson can rest in peace knowing that his wife's killer is dead now.
Oh my God.
That was hilarious. Oh,
I wish I could take credit for that joke. That is hilarious.
It's so funny.
It was so good.
It's like, did you see that he made his family sign an NDA?
An NDA contract?
Before they came to his bedside.
What the hell?
So, Simpson family.
He's obviously.
If you're interested, I really want to know what was discussed during that time and about that NDA. Because, I mean, if I was dying, I don't think I would make, well, I might make my mom sign an NDA.
Oh my gosh.
And my sisters, all three of them.
So, your family, pretty much.
Minus your dad, just like you.
My dad's cool.
Okay.
He wouldn't. He'd probably forget by the time he walked out of the room.
That's very true.
And he'd be more like.
My dad still struggles to remember Chloe's name.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
Well, I mean, she's pretty unremarkable, so no hate to
him. That is so mean.
Thank you, Jonas. I really appreciate the compliment.
My pleasure.
Thank you. You're working at Chick-fil-A again.
No.
Good God. I forgot about that era.
Hey, speaking of eras, everybody, the tortured. Poets Department came out this morning. Yeah. First song, Post Malone. Banga!
That was so good.
It was good. And speaking
of... What were you going to say?
No, go for it. This is not the first time you've cut me off.
My favorite... my favorite song so far... I've only listened to the first 16 from like the original.
Only.
But it's... but Daddy, I Love Him.
So that's my favorite that's so my far. Favorite. Have you heard that one yet?
I have only gotten through the first song.
Okay, we'll play it for you later.
Let's jam out.
It's so good.
Speaking of new albums, the Beyonce Country album, I had a blast. Let me tell you something. I want some boots with some spurs on the back.
Can I get you the fringe jeans?
No, you need to wear the fringe vest.
Go for it. I want it all. I want it all. I'm going full down south. Like Texas, everybody wears that hat.
Are you going to go line dancing?
Oh, line dancing? What are you talking about?
The biggest belt buckle you can find.
Yes. Come on. I'm buying it. I'm buying it tomorrow. If you know, excuse me, I don't know what, my voice just went away. But if you know a belt place, hook your boy up. I'm ready to get out there and get to stepping. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Like, I'm dancing. Okay. Everybody knows.
That's great.
It was a good album, though. And, like, 75% of the songs on the album are still on number one Billboard today.
Oh, wow. That's pretty impressive.
One of her highest grossing albums.
Oh, wow.
And she's the only black woman to hit number one on the Billboard in country. So even if the album sucked...
Oh, I just cursed again.
Girl, you're setting records.
I'm sorry.
Beyonce's my cousin, by the way.
You what?
Beyonce's my cousin.
Oh, really?
Your cousin?
Yeah. You your daddy's son? No, you remember that TikTok?
Yeah,
no, not that one. At the Beyonce concert, and she was like, "You my cousin?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
You my husband."
Yeah,
yeah, because he like sang for
yes,
her.
Like, I'm your husband.
He leaned that mic.
No, she's like, "Oh, you're my husband."
Beyonce has a lot of sounds about husband though. I'm happy to see my husband. I'm happy to see my husband. Beyonce is very memeable.
She does have a lot.
I think this might be our last question, though.
Do you have it prepared? Okay.
All right, this is our eighth and final question. Let's hear it, Maddie.
What was your biggest regret?
You mean like other than saying hello to Chloe the first time?
Oh.
Dang.
That is a very deep.
That's
question.
Deep.
Yes. I don't. Are you okay?
I was gonna make a joke.
Make the joke.
No, you said that's deep.
Oh my god! My god.
I didn't make the joke.
Never mind. Don't
but, geez. Sometimes I think my biggest, it's a compilation of regrets, and I think it's not going as far as I can. I think like there's opportunities that I say I'll miss because I don't want to fail. And it's not that I will, it's that I just don't want the chance of failure. And not that anybody cares that I fail, it's just I don't want to personally deal with it. So sometimes I think I'll miss really big things because I don't want to lose. And I
that's, yeah, that's valid.
It's a sad outlook on life, but, you know.
Yeah. I guess mine might be similar. But I guess my regret is that, like, I don't put myself out there more. I mean, really, it was
feel
like
you miss a lot of opportunities.
It was really just, like, freshman year.
Yeah.
Because freshman year, I only knew, like, you and Sabrina.
Right.
And Mia,
yeah.
Pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I mean, just because, like, that's a year where school was very weird, but, like, people still made, like, friend groups. And
yeah.
I just, like, I was too scared to, like,
to
go up to them
one.
And ask.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I don't know. I feel like my life, but also then, I kind of don't regret it. I feel like my life would be very different if I had done that. And I like how my life is now.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
That's probably it.
That's
or,
a good answer.
I guess school-wise, is not knowing how much, like, standard classes would impact my GPA.
Oh, gosh,
or,
yeah.
Like, I wish I would have taken JCC classes
yeah,
instead.
I feel like they never told you how
but
much they had one standard
of,
class.
Yeah.
Like, they should have told us that, like, freshman year off the bat.
Yeah,
but,
for sure.
Because I just took classes that were fun, but then I
yeah, well, it was really our generation of students where they really started pushing AP classes. So
yeah.
Not, I guess it didn't really matter.
Yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it is. That's a good one.
I mean, I don't regret the classes I've taken.
No.
Still.
I don't regret. I think in the moment you get upset about things that you miss, but I think in the long run, you don't want to have any regrets because, I mean, your life would be different, like you said, if you didn't do everything. And I think I'm pretty happy where I'm at. I think I'm pretty happy where I'm at, though. But had I not done the things I've done in the past, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And had I not watched that episode of Abbott Elementary, we wouldn't even be having a podcast.
That is
so
true.
I mean, sometimes I think you make mistakes and you learn from them, and that's what gives you the joy of life. It's like, wow, I wouldn't have got this if I hadn't failed here.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's also, there's no point in looking back, because it's like, you can't change
the
past.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I think just move forward. Like, you know you regret it. You can just change your actions in the future.
Yeah.
Well, like, coming off from that, do you think everything is fate, or do you just think that you have your own control?
I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
I think you have control of your life. Like,
shout out to Daily. That's that Just World phenomenon.
Yes, yeah. Miss Daily.
I'm going to get that question on the AP exam if I get nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's true. I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
And we don't know that reason. We don't know why. We don't know when. But we just know that there's a reason behind it.
I think eventually everything's going to add up
in
life.
All things will fall in line.
Okay. But that's good. That's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah. I think we're going to wrap it up. We
yeah.
appreciate you for tuning in today. Mm-hmm. Be sure to continue to subscribe to our podcast on Apple, which people didn't even know that was a
Is
thing.
It Apple and Spotify?
Yeah, Apple and Spotify. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
We're going nationwide.
Okay,
not really.
But it's
we're
probably just Clayton.
We're on all your streaming services. Actually, no, not just Clayton. My auntie in Baltimore is following us. Okay. And technically, my other auntie is on a cruise somewhere in Jamaica. So, I mean, we are really nationwide. We're global.
Global.
Okay.
We're
global. Nice. I think we're the most diverse podcast.
Look at us.
Look. Yeah. Also, shout out to Miss Pleasant. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Pleasant.
Happy birthday.
Hopefully she's listening in.
I don't know that you listen to this.
She does. She was so serious about it. We thank you. We thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you, Miss Pleasant.
One of our
first subscribers. Love calculus. Such
and
a
we
great
still love you as
strive
a
for a five.
All right, guys. Have a good week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.